With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The USDA's planted acreage report shows more corn and fewer soybeans, wheat, and cotton acres. Corn planted area estimated at just over 95 million acres in 2025, up by 5% from 2024. That's the third highest planted acres in the U.S. since 1944. The area harvested for grain is expected to be 5% higher than last year at nearly 87 million acres. Soybean planted area for 2025 estimated at 83.5 million acres. That's down 4% from last year. The all wheat planted area this year estimated at 45.5 million acres, down 1% from a year ago. The winter wheat planted area at 33.3 million acres. That's down less than 1% from last year, but up slightly from the prior estimate. The all cotton planted area for this year estimated at 10.1 million acres. That's down 10% from last year. Gross Energy says Americans will potentially save over $10 billion in fuel costs this summer thanks to an emergency waiver issued this year by the EPA. The waiver allowed for the continued sale of E15 throughout the summer. An analysis from Gross Energy says if American drivers choose E15 instead of the standard E10 this summer, they could collectively save more than $10.1 billion. Access to E15 is a win for American drivers and for American energy dominance, said Gross Energy CEO Emily Score. This summer, up to $10.1 billion is money that could go back into the pockets of working families, and we should never put those savings on hold. Now that the waiver is in place, Gross Energy is pushing for Congress to make unrestricted access to E15 available year-round. Those savings will deliver relief for working families while creating jobs and economic growth. The U.S. agricultural trade deficit is widening in 2025, driven by shifting global trade dynamics and rising import demand. USDA's Outlook for U.S. Agricultural Trade report provides projections for exports and imports. From January through April, the United States imported more than $78 billion in agricultural products, while exporting just $58 billion. This nearly $20 billion deficit is the largest ever recorded for the first 4 months of a year and signals that the 2025 deficit could surpass previous records. After decades of consistent trade surplus, U.S. agriculture has been in an agricultural trade deficit since 2022. The fiscal year 2023, the trade gap reached $16.7 billion, nearly doubles in 2024 to $31.8 billion. The USDA now forecasting the 2025 deficit will rise to approximately $49.5 billion. The U.S. is the world's largest producer and exporter of corn. Corn farmers are bolstering the U.S. economy and building strong communities. That's according to a new study released by the National Corn Growers Association. Corn grower leaders say they could make an even bigger contribution to the U.S. economy through increased sales of ethanol and the cultivation of new foreign markets. The study says the contribution of corn farming and its upstream linkages extend across 506 different industry sectors in all 50 states, generating an estimated $123 billion in total economic output in 2024. The report also shows that corn farming supported over 440,000 jobs and provided $29 billion in wages, strengthening communities in rural America and across the entire country. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.